Simen Tov Kuf Samach Vov. Siv Zion. Tanis Sibra Yam Vishnaim Eitzel Sheikh Sibra Mize Echod Mize Echod Shiyamri Imoy Slichas. So you have three people standing by the Amud for the, when they're saying Slichas. The Chazan and two people on, his, on each one, one on each side. So we don't do that. So the Meshavurim Chav Beis Yam Vishnaim. So we know that when Yeshua went out to fight Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu was fasting together with Aaron and Hur, and they stood together, Moshe davening and Aaron and Hur standing by his sides. So apparently what happened was that the Chazan would say the Slichas and the people would just listen. So at that point in time, they would have a group of three to say the slichas. But nowadays, when everybody says, we just have one person leading it. Okay, Ches. Kol tanis v'yeshvan nesias kapayim b'mincha chutz mi b'yom kippurim. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says that they do nesias kapayim b'mincha, the exception being Yom Kippur. The Ramah. Hagob Glilus Ha'elu Enoigam Messias Kapim Rak Bemusav Shiyomtev Commission is Barbara Hilkos Messias Kapim Zog to Mr. Baruch Chav Gimel Glilus Ha'elu Enoisim. So we don't actually do the actual Messias Kapim. We don't do actual Messias Kapim except for on Yomtev. So therefore, it's not relevant doing Messias Kapim on Tanesim. However, whether we add in the paragraph of Birchus Kahanim in the Chazar Sashat that the Chazan says, in that situation, we do say that paragraph, the Chazan says that paragraph, and
what?
So take a look. Over there in Siman Kuf Chav Tes. See, interesting. Shalabas comes up so much on Eretz Yisrael, which they're nursing kapayim regularly, daily, so that it's takalim the takal alochu be that they would be nursing kapayim on a Tana Sibur by Mincha also. Now, if a kohen who's not fasting.
Did I miss it?
He didn't mention it. He didn't discuss it yet.
Oh, he will. We're having all these other things, and he knows Lichas.
I don't recall that he discusses it, but I can't tell you for sure that he doesn't. Okay. So I'm not remembering
it. We'll see. As he's going on to the opinion, but not Tefillah, that's why.
Right. So what's the issue? Why normally do we not? We're not nosek kapayim by mincha because the law is that a kohen which drank revias of yayin is not allowed to be nosek kapayim. So in the morning, obviously he hasn't had any wine to drink beforehand. So therefore, he's allowed to be nosek kapayim. By mincha time, the person has eaten the meal. During the day, and since he's in the middle during the day, there's a good chance he drank something. So we don't let him. We do not institute and say his kapayim by mincha because of this that concern. And a tainus when people are not eating, so then there's no concern. So we would go back to the ikur din that really there's no reason why they can't be nosek kapayim by mincha also.
So the kohen doesn't fast. He doesn't go up there.
But the kohen doesn't fast. Doesn't go up there. So now you have a problem because normally the kohen doesn't go up. We always have a chashash paga. We have a chashash that the person is looks like a pogrom if he doesn't go up. So the best situation for him over that situation is to walk out. The problem is when you do a kohen is not comfortable announcing publicly that he's not fasting, whatever reason. So Mr. Bruce sends you back to over there. It's him and Kuf Chav Tes that they talk about that issue. Okay, now, next simon is interesting simon. We'll see that the The Mechaber presents an interesting shita, which Mishabur, the Ramah disagrees with, and says we don't do this. And the Mechaber introduces the idea that Timur Chitzav is a peva shemutzah b'tainis, a boy gimel sefer. So the first step is sefalov. A shor b'tainis, a person who's fasting, yachol litzim k'nei revias, a person is allowed to taste food up to the amount of revias, or taste liquid up to the amount of a revias. Ubavat sheyiflut, as long as he spits it out. Let's say a person's cooking, so they want to see if the food is coming out good. So this halacha is a gemara in brachas, and the gemara says that you're allowed to taste it. Rashi says whether you're tasting it to see if it's spiced properly with salt, or needs you know spices or not, but you can't swallow it. Excuse me. We have a kippurim, the tisha b'av asur. Excuse me. We get for tisha b'av, even that's asur. Hagav yesh mechmir b'chol tana sibur b'hachin oeg. And some say no, we don't do this in any sibur. You don't put it in your mouth to taste. Even if you're not planning to swallow, you shouldn't be putting it in your mouth on any of the tana sibur. And that's the minute. Doctor Mishabur. And yeshva melachatav, and they want to taste to see if it has salt or if it has spices. It's salted or spiced properly. To lakibal leishol yehena, the person never undertook not to benefit from food, which is I'm enjoying the flavor of the food. El shol yechabul yishti can't eat or drink. It's not called eating or drinking, since he's not swallowing. He only puts it in his mouth and he enjoys the flavor, whatever. Furthermore, possibly even if your intent was just because he enjoys the flavor, his goal is not to taste it for any, we would say a real purpose. He wants to just enjoy the food. So as long as he didn't swallow, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that would be mutter. This is referring to a person who accepted the fast. A person made a neder, he's not going to benefit from a certain food. Also, he can't taste it and spit it out. The shame, he's asering, I think it should be the shom, in that situation, he's prohibiting it, benefit in any way, which includes flavor, tasting the flavor of it.
Yom Kippur, you're allowed to have hanor from mechila. I mean, the rice, you're allowed to have a tima, I guess, then.
And Yom Kippur, you'd be allowed to have hanor.
Even though it's a nuyum, you have the nuyum, but it's that's not defined as
correct.
As tima, it's only mechila.
Right, correct. So up to Revius, haloig, behind Obeyu Mechsa, that's a bay and a half. The Shulchan Aruch mentions the Shir B'Revias. Pasta the Shir B'Revias is halacha in Shtiyah. It's discussing the amount of Shtiyah is the Shir B'Revias. When the amount of Achila, Pasha the Shir is smaller. Even smaller would be Asr. If you swallow it, then even a mashu is going to be osur. That's not. Now you're drinking. So you're arguing, well, that the person was yamakabal, not makabal. These were not tanesim, which were up to him to be makabal. So here we say. So it's interesting that we say we can't get involved in the
mm-hmm.
You can't get involved in saying he specifically was mamayat that, so maybe there is some element of Isser of Hanah. That's the surah they're saying over here, and this is from the Lavush.
How do we come up with the iman being revius that he can taste?
It's a Gemara. Where did the Gemara come up with the share of revius? It's an interesting question. It means you're saying putting more than revius in your mouth at one time, either one of two things are going to happen. Either the chashash is you'll swallow it, or the point is that such a significant amount, so that type of benefit is so significant that even that would definitely go into the Yisr. Okay. Right. So there was, they asked, and Yom Kippur and Tishra, they asked Ti'imah. Now Ti'imah goes into the Yisr also. The getting the flavor of the food is also Yisr. So what's on the macabre? I mean, the point is really interesting point. So the other four, the four tenesim aksubim, which is Shiva Sabatamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves, also referred to as Tzayim Harvi, that's the fast of the fourth month. Tzayim HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, that's Tammuz and Av. Tzayim HaShvi and Tzayim HaAsiri of the seventh month, which is Tishrei and Teves, Azar B'Teves. They are Midina of the Psukim. So where actually says that Bizman, that there is peace in Klal Yisrael, which means the basic tradition is standing. We didn't; those days were days of celebrating. The time that there is Mochama, which means the time that there's Sora in Klal Yisrael. So then there are also, like we had this before in Tav Kuf Mem Tes, I think it was. And then there are also Mikra Din. There's Ein Shalom, Ein Mochama. It's Rotsu Misanim, Rotsu Misanim. They have a choice in these four Tanaisim, but the Rishonim already say, but Klal Yisrael is makabel to do it. So it's to say it's not totally in Kabbalah is not really 100% true, because it is totally in Kabbalah, but the Kabbalah wasn't done by them, it was done by all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. So that's what he means, it's not totally, because it doesn't depend on Kabbalah, means the person is not personally undertaking this by the mincha beforehand. But it did take a Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael, but we're going to say that the Mechaber holds the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael never answered this. And they're most saying that since each person, individual person, is not undertaking it, that means Christ will accept it. They accept it as if it would be a tainus haksuva, a tainus haksuva, team of zasu.
Who says Klal Yisrael didn't accept upon themselves to even taste and?
They didn't accept that. It's not only Kabbalah anymore. Once all of Christ undertook it, no longer telling a person's personal Kabbalah. So you have to say that they undertook it as if it was a Taina Zaksuva, and Taina Zaksuva Tima Zasu.
What is Taina
Zaksuva? One of the Tanaisim which are written in the Psukim, which Be'ez Mochama, that during the time of the Churban, those were Tainas, those were clearly Tanaisim which Klai was Mechuyavit. You're going to have a meal in that evening, and you're preparing the food for that meal, and that meal is a Suda's Mitzvah. So the you'd be allowed to be makel to taste the food, the leaflet, and to spit it out. Okay, so that's that is, it means even the Mishabur is passing, even for us, Mr. Rabbah says, I better go to Yerachra for as soon as mitzvah. If a person wants to make sure the food tastes good, they'd be allowed to do that. Okay. Sif Beis. Yesharim Shalo Hitziru Revius Vapamachas Elamat Mat Yishem afilu b'pamachas yochol litoim ad kedem revius. V'dei ba'atzor shiuchol hamen atzor shal yivla klum. Some say you're allowed to taste up to revius worth total, but it's Mishabur will discuss if you're discussing total, it's over how long a period of time. You can't discuss total without discussing a period of time, right? And some are makel that up to revius in one shot. But the first opinion holds you can't. We never would allow up to revius in one shot because that's a very good chance you're going to swallow. Zayin mat mat utim azubech bechek. The person tastes it against his palate. And to spit out right away. Shouldn't go any back behind the palate. The sheer of the time period that you're discussing that would add up to revius is the whole day. If over a day he got more benefit, that he tasted more than revius worth, that's considered a hano, which would be us. Some say even one time is mutter. So now the Shulchan Aruch presented, Mishnah Berurah says, present a rule. When the Shulchan Aruch presents two opinions, and it presents one of the opinions without attributing it, saying X, and some say Y. So then we pass in like the Stam statement. Although he's being makriya, that the main sheet is the statement that he presents stop. However, if you present as over here, some say this, some say that. You have a yesharmim, a yesharmim. So what's the law in that situation? It remains totally questionable. And therefore, mashmat adai to the hakel, the humasud rabbanon. In general, we assume when there's a yeshermen and yeshermen, we pass on to the second opinion, which over here would be the more lenient opinion. And there may be the reason is because it's a disidur abonim. Chayotim had to grok there. Rishonim ha-hachmer, reshestam ha-rishim, magan ha-rom, hebi b'shem kam rishonim, k'day rishonim. The Chayotim only brings the first opinion, and he's machmer because it seems to be that supported by most of the rishonim. The Sharatzian points out in Sev Kotten Vav, even the Chayotim presented it as just the meat lechumra, the Lavush was just Soysim Lekula. He only mentioned the lenient opinion. And the Bira Gra also seems to pass them like that. Okay. Tess, Akad Revius, so they Azu Mutalitim. So according to this opinion, you can taste multiple times, each time less up to revius. That's more than nisr, betima imle bal, as long as you didn't swallow, you have no problem. So like you mentioned before, that one of the concerns if you have more than revius is you're gonna end up swallowing something. Because then you have a very full mouth. General assumption is the average person, if they fill up their whole mouth, you know, the cheeks and inside, etc., the total would be the size of a revius. Okay.
Kind of way of saying, you fill up both cheeks.
Right, so in other words, when we talk about halacha, mole lugma, but lugma means like half of the
right.
The mouth, that's half a revius.
Oh, okay.
So that's a normal assumption. So, which means that two cheeks fulls, the full mouthful, is revius. So if he puts more than revius in, something's got to go somewhere, so something's going to go down. We'll see, we got the Hilchos Yom Kippur, that Malulugmav actually is subjective. It's it's depending on each person. So that halacha, that person would drink on Yom Kippur if they drink on Yom Kippur, if there in certain situations we tell them to drink pachas mishir over a span of longer than k'dei achilas pras, So let's say you say Tzitzis Pras is Chamashitim 9 minutes. The person will take a sip at 6 o'clock, and then 6:10 he'll take a second sip. And then again, so he's, he drinks each time less than Moli Lugmov. So sure, so Moli Lugmov over there is subjective. Okay. Gimel. Misha Darker Lurchitz Piv B'Shachris. Person normally washes out his mouth in the morning. Tanasira L'Kosher L'Mevet Hachi. But Tanasira, it's not proper to do that. Didn't say it's also only kosher.
Dark.
Abotanis Yochid Shori. Kimashe Parlet again. He's not swallowing, he's just rinsing out and spitting out. So Tanis Yochid, that's Mutter. Even if the water which he's using to rinse out his mouth is more than Revius, so his intention is not for for the flavor, his intention is just to clear out his mouth. So his goal is to spit it out. He has no intention per se to drink it, like he's no interest in drinking it per se. But on Tanis Sibur, it's not proper to do that. Mr. Brewer will point out, welcome sour, we're making. In the situation of where a person is very uncomfortable, so we're making. Okay? Hagoah. Mutter lilo is atse kinomen, v'shor besomim, v'eitz mosik, v'lachleach runa b'liflit, v'lach b'yom kippurim dos. Person could take wood and chew on it. Now, chewing on wood is not called eating, because human beings don't eat wood. Some wood actually has a decent flavor. That's mutter, to help you, help the person get a better flavor in his mouth, and it'll help him salivate and moisten his throat. Then he spits it out. Except Yom Kippur, that's not permitted. Okay, Yud b'Tanasibur l'Kosher, Hana b'Tanasim Aksum. When we say Tanasibur, we mean the four Tanasim which are mentioned in the Navi. It's not proper to rinse out your mouth. Nebet Hochi, Yud Aleph. A person shouldn't be rinsing out his mouth. However, he does point out that Mokim Tzar Yesh Lahater. But in a situation where a person is uncomfortable, there's a real Tzar. We're going to be mounted rechitzas a peh b'mayim b'chol tanasibur. We're going to allow a person to wash his mouth with water on any tanasibur, which means shabbatavis, shivas b'tamuz, and tzom gedalia. Okay. Rashi says, "Rabbi Yosef lichvei ferosha upiv l'mata shol yavu l'grana." But when a person is doing so, we tell the person he should do it such a way, he's not going to swallow. The best way to do that is by, instead of tilting your head back, which is many people do when they, you know, they rinse out their mouth, you should rinse, you're tilting forward. I feel about Tisha B'Av, then, and Tisha B'Av were more machmer, yesh lahata kashu loy tsar godol. If a tremendous discomfort will be matter and Tisha B'Av, suppose just tsar, which is enough to be matzored another tenesim. We have a kibur miyesh lahachver gambesin. And Yom Kippur, even that is not permitted. Now, just want to point out over here that so he's allowed to rinse out his mouth. Now, rinsing your mouth really is a form of rechitza. You're washing yourself. Tisha B'Av Rechitza is Osir. So it shouldn't be Osir Mitzat Hilchus Achila or Shtia. She also has Hilchus Rechitza. Right? So the answer is B'Mokim Tzar Godol is that's equivalent of an Issinus, which we were Matar Rechitza cases also. If you're, you know, a person who's an Issinus, we were Matar certain cases of Rechitza, because for him it's not Tainul, it's Refua. He's in such a distress without it. So the Tzar Godol and Tisha B'Av is necessary to move it, that it addresses the rechitza issue. So Ramosha says, if I recall correctly, he says, therefore, to use mouthwash will not be permitted, because mouthwash, kishmoy kainhu, it's a mouthwash. Well, washing is also a Tisha B'Av, right? So he says that you can't do something which is clearly the purpose is Ruchitza. He says something like that, if I recall correctly, something along those lines. Okay. He was still living in the days of Listerine, that it tasted like who knows what, you know? Yeah. The good old Listerine. I know, for the diehards, yeah. Yudbeis, I feel like Yesh Ramayim, which you Roichetz more than Revius. So we're making Matu to be Roichetz, the Piv, on a Tanis Yochid. So you're more than Revius. So I feel like Yesh Ramayim, Kimish Meshchabin, Lirchetz Piv, all these Chabin Litim. Since your goal is not to put to taste the liquid, your goal is to wash out your mouth. Is mutter. Well, Miss Hanabi Yersim Revius, and even more than Revius, it doesn't give him any benefit. Tafka b'mayim. Al-Bashar Mashkin, Efshad Yesh Lahakmer b'Yersim Revius, but other liquids we should not, because then anyway, there is an element of flavor per se. But some more than Revius should be also. There's Al-Bashayn Tavlishtiya, Kagarin b'chaymetz, Mutter k'may b'mayim. Something which a person would not normally want the flavor, so even more than Revius is going to be Mutter. So therefore in Yom Kippur the person couldn't be chewing on the eighth atikinom, etc. So he says that this is you end up with some form of it of a team, or you're getting a flavor. Well, we said before, according to Mechaber, Tisha B'Av has an Isser of Te'ima. According to Ramah, even the other four Tanesim, other three Tanesim, have an Isser of Te'ima. So this is a form of Te'ima. Okay, then you leave Loya Roika to swallow your person, to swallow their saliva. Matam Magaram, Afi Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do that even in Yom Kippur. Tav the Kaimel on the Shoyas of Mashkin, Shenariyam, Lashtiya, Potter, Avalasar. And Yom Kippur, drinking liquids which are not normally royal ishtiya is not permitted. I'm sure you're taking your liquid and you're swallowing it. It's, you know, your goal is to drink liquid. Your goal is to swallow your spittle. That's not us. There were people which are machmir on that. And you have, that's really, you know, there's, I think Rav Moshe Bixotzal was machmir in Yom Kippur. He didn't use his spittoon the whole year, but in Yom Kippur he had a spittoon next to him, and every time he salivated, he would spit out. He wouldn't swallow his saliva in Yom Kippur.
Wow.
That's quite a challenge. Now, the Mishabura, interesting, doesn't talk about smoking over here. He mentioned it before, but if you take a look in the Bar Hetev and the Shara Tshuva, they both talk about it. And so cotton chest in the Ber Hetev and in the Shari Tshuva. So if you take a look in the Ber Hetev and Ches, it's about halfway into the piece. It starts with the beginning lines. We can't cause a sefer chasidim. So it's about four lines down in Siv cotton chest. Shari chest like that. Oyser b'shtias tiatitun beim yontav beim betainus. See, he prohibits smoking. That was smoking a pipe. Shtiyah Titum was because it's referred to as Shtiyah because the person would inhale the smoke. So that's what it's referred to as Shtiyah. Wasn't really drinking anything. So he says there's also Yom Tov, which is a separate conversation. You know, but there's also Yom Tov, and then it's also around the Tainus. Well, she was Darkin Noyam, because of Lahatir Bishneim. He says both in Mutter. Well, Tishah of Roilim Noyam, and Tishah was that's not proper to do it. It's indulging yourself. A person would do it. He shouldn't do it out publicly. Shari Tshuva in Sivkat Nuches, Kidom and Ayin Ber Hetev, And Yeshia's Tzitzit, Raksab Le'obasim, and Tav Kuf Nun Testing, and Tisha B'Av, that you should not do it. Okay, Ma'an B'Birki Yosef Khan B'Shem, and he brings Mizah, usually Mizah, but that was the Riaz. But the reason they call it Riaz is because the Riaz, another round, am I getting it right? The Riaz referred to the Rid as Murray Zikni Arav. It was his grandfather. So I'm not sure who the Mizah over here is. Shaposha the Hetzel B'chol Titus, the Vad Tisha B'Av, Mivnei Ho Evil. The minute is yes to smoke another Tanesim, not on Tisha B'Av.
Where is this?
Sha'arei Tshuva. Sha'arei Tshuva, Sivkot. Okay. Okay. Simon Tov Kuf Samach Ches. At least we'll start over here. So now we're moving away from the general halachas of Tainus to the halachas of Kabbalah, the person's personal Nidre Tainus. Aleph. Not only Sanus Yomizet, V'shochach V'ochel. The person made a neder, he's going to fast on such and such a day, this specific day. And then he ate. So number one is mashem tani. So he cannot, that doesn't make it permitted. He's allowed to break it, allowed to eat the rest of the day. He has to continue fasting. What the name of tani's chaloy? Similarly, if a person had a bad dream and he's fasting due to the bad dream, or shari tani's sibur was a public fast day. Shahayim you do a loyal disanas b'yam shemes bav of a rabbi. It was a day which he normally fasted. And by mistake, he ate. He has to finish the tainus. Avo, im not only sanus yom echad or shnei yomim. He made it out. He's going to fast a day, some point in time. And he starts fasting this day to fulfill that matter. Then he eats. Shehitzul hasanus shochach v'ochel kazei. He started fasting. His mind, this was the day which he's going to use to fulfill his obligation that he undertook by making this neder to fast a day, and then he ends up eating. So we say in that situation, "Vochel kazayis." If we had a kazayis, is ibid tanisoi, v'chayv lotzum yomar. So he lost the day, and he has to fast a different day. So in other words, a day which is intrinsically a day was a fast day. So you know what he didn't fast. Well, I ate already. It's tough luck. So you can't eat. Doesn't make him eat some more. The more he's lost, the person who ate garlic, which has a bad flavor, don't eat more garlic. Person who broke his tannis by eating, they don't do it again. But in case a person said he's going to fast a day, he undertook a neder, a personal neder, he's going to fast a day, and he says, instead of this day. And then 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he forgot and he ate something. Even though he's been fasting since 5 o'clock in the morning, tough luck. That day is gone. Why should we allow this day to be a day which, you know, be counted when he ate? He didn't really fulfill his obligation. So he said, well, yeah, but that day is also. The day wasn't intrinsically also. A day was the problem, so this wasn't the day. Now we realize this wasn't the day. So we tell him, he loses his fulfillment of the neder with that day. He has to then fast the full other day to fulfill his obligation. He says, some say, that even in a situation, he said, Yom Zeh, which means a personal Kabbalah, we said, you didn't do that day because you ate in the middle. So you better go do a different day. So we would have to, and then this is, it seems to me that that's his suggestion, a person has to do that. He forgot, and he ate the fillet. His advocal, harbe lo yechol yos. Even if a person ate a large amount, he's not really fasting at all anymore. Still, he cannot eat more. Once he decides to, his Yetzirah got better than him, he ate too much. Now he says, stop, that's it. It doesn't become a hetzer for the rest of the day. Mashal Tanisoy, because this is a day of fasting. It's Lomar Mechuyiv LaHashem Asim, you must complete the day. When Yetzir B'Mashal Yisani Yomachar, so I'll fast tomorrow instead, a whole full day. No, this day is a day you have to fast. You have to fast. You made a mistake. You did something wrong. Doesn't take away the rest of the day, that requirement to fasting. Came a shapor benidro yamizeh v'hanu b'shomer me'es molareni b'tanis l'mokr. He said on the previous day, I'm planning to fast this day. I'm planning to fast tomorrow. Well, then, it was a Tanis Chaloyim or a Tanis Sibur. Nirisha, but Tanis Sibur, Alba Pisha, Ochel, Yochel, Loim, Ranenu, but Tfilosu. Now, what about saying Anenu? So, a person not fasting can't say Anenu? No, you could say Anenu. The Shach Loim, Ranenu, but Yom, Soim, Hatanis is there. Because she did the Chacham, and Lisanis, boy. Kibale, Alba Simon, Tov, Kuv, Samachay. So the eight says, you don't say B'yom Shemtani, say Nu, our fast day, because he's not fat within it, but he's fasting. But rather, this day of fasting, B'yom Shemtani, Hatani says that. This is a day of fasting. Amutani says, Yochid, Abba Bisham, Chib, Lahashim, Kol Shochel, Kashir, Shoy Ma'abi, Taniso, Yim, Lohoyon, Noido Yom Zeh, Lohoyom Ranina. He had enough, which he would, had, and not said this was every day, he would have lost the tainus, whatever that amount is. So that's it, you can't say Nenu anymore. So, and the Nenu. Okay. Dalit, Krishna Hiskel, he started fasting. Where is it? That's the Lashon. Right, all these situations. If he fasted, excuse me, he made a neder. He's going to fast a day. Meanwhile, he started fasting. Then he realized that by mistake he forgot that he ate. Tom Kimish Baskilas Kabbalos. He didn't say this day. He made a neder 2 months ago. He's going to fast a day. Then one day he wakes up and says, you know, tomorrow's a good day for me to fast. Rainy Matanis Lamach. So he said, it's this day. So it's like Yom Zeh. He says, no, because it's all referring back to the original letter, which didn't say Yom Zeh. So Yatulot says, Yerechavotsu B'mashi Yashim Yamachar. So since he didn't say that, originally which day it is, even though he said Rainy Matanis Lamachar, he fulfilled his obligation by fasting a different day. Let's hold it here. We'll hold it in the verse of cotton hay. So tomorrow at the same time, and I'll have to figure out what next week what we're doing.